This recording, Ontario 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic at Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, last summer I decided that I wanted to go to motocross camp. It wasn't like really that I just decided then, it's that I had always loved Evel Knievel ever since I was little, and it was kind of like my dream. I wanted to be like Evel Knievel and jump over things and that. So I was telling my friend who happened to be, her brother was in motocross, and he knew of a school, and so she forwarded me the link, and I felt like I had to since I really didn't have any excuse. Go and attend it. So I signed up for a week, and when I called the woman, she was like, "Oh, okay, what's your experience riding motorbikes?" And I said, "I don't have any." She's like, "Oh, and how old are you?" And I said, "I'm 30. Well, I guess I was 36 then. So she's again like, "Oh." So I had to be in a class with like all little kids because people don't really like as adults suddenly decide they want to jump dirt bikes. So all the kids in my class, there was one, she was, I think, 4 years old, there was a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and then the oldest one was 11. So even the 11-year-old, I pretty much was able to kick her ass too, because my bike was bigger. And one of the nicest parts was that because they were all so small, they couldn't do the same stuff that I could because it just had the physical strength of being bigger. So when we were learning to do wheelies and that, they just couldn't do them because they couldn't pull the bikes up. So they were all like standing on the edge, like cheering me when I was trying. They're like, "Keep going, you can do it, you can do it." And so eventually I did do it, and then I pelted like over my handlebars and crashed onto the ground. So that was my successful motorbike experience.